The Anchorage police report a new twist in identity theft scams. The approach tries to capitalize on the victim's trust in the police department. KSKA's Len Anderson has the story.
In this case, it was a person impersonating an Anchorage police detective.
Department spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker says identity thieves have impersonated officials in the past to gain personal information, but this is the first time someone claimed being an APD detective. The scam attempt took place yesterday. Lieutenant Parker describes the approach.
Said his name was Detective Carter, and he had actually called to a clothing store in the Diamond Center and asked for the manager. And when the manager came on, he told her that the police had detained an individual who was using her information, and he needed her to confirm some personal information, such as her Visa check card number.
Besides the unexpected phone call request for financial information, the woman's suspicions were increased when she heard a child in the background. The manager said the man could have the information, but not over the phone. With that stipulation, supposed APD detective James Carter ended the call. The manager immediately phoned the Anchorage Police Department.
When she contacted the police department, of course, she found out that there is no Detective Carter in Anchorage Police Department. So this kind of thing is a scam, just a new rendition of an old scam, gaining confidence of people.
While this is apparently the first incident of someone claiming to be a member of the Anchorage Police, it's not the first time a city resident has been targeted by a fake law enforcement officer.
One situation we had not too long ago was a woman who lost about $10,000 to a person who claimed to be a sergeant with the Canadian Mounties, and he told the woman that her grandson had gotten in trouble in Canada and needed bail money. And so ultimately she started sending bail money, and then allegedly the kid got in more trouble and sent some more bail money and got in more trouble and sent some more bail money until finally she realized that he was still at home in California. This was an Anchorage woman.
The money was not recovered. The APD spokesman reminds people not to give personal financial information over the phone. That advice applies to situations where the caller claims to be a public authority. If they say they're from a government agency, check it out first by calling the agency they claim to represent. This is Len Anderson.